You don't have to hire 10 full-time employees at once. You go one by one, and they don't even have to be your employees. We have this very interesting concept of outsourcing and hiring white label designers, but it can be tricky. You may hire someone just to realize they're not up to your standards, and then you end up spending time onboarding them, money by paying for their services, and then more time on fixing the things they created. However, there is a way to avoid all this mess. Let me also walk you through how I hired and who I have in my branding and design agency that allows us to work with high-paying design clients and me to work only 2 to 3 hours a day, and also not every day. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast, brought to you by Aventive Academy. I'm your host, Katie Sandell. I'm a brand strategist, designer, creative director, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency based in Austin, Texas, serving clients worldwide. After mastering the art of building a profitable and sustainable design business, I decided to help you achieve the same success. I teach brand, graphic, and web design business owners how to attract more clients, increase their pricing, and develop design businesses that provide the financial freedom and time flexibility you've always dreamt of. We offer online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, along with our coaching, accelerator, and mastermind high-touch experiences for creatives. You can learn more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But for now, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. I already know that I'm going to love this podcast episode because hiring and outsourcing is just something that brought me to the success that I have now, because I would never be able to be at this point or on this level without having the team that I have that supports me. And I just love outsourcing. I love working with others while also having the freedom and flexibility to do whatever I want. So yeah, let's just dive in. And even if you already have employees or contractors, I'm sure you're going to find this episode valuable. And if you don't, you definitely have to stick around. So, hiring is a very exciting period. There are many things to figure out, but this is amazing. This means you are growing, you're becoming who you want to be. You're building a design agency, you're so good, you're getting clients, you need help, you need to get to your next level, and you can't do that working alone. If you look at any successful person in the world, you'll figure out that they didn't get to where they are at the moment by themselves. They have a team. If you look into any of the singers, for example, look at Beyoncé or Lady Gaga or whatever, they have a huge, huge team that supports them. You know, on the front, we see just that one singer. But besides the band, they also have makeup artists. They also have stylists. They also have editors. They also have organizers and whatnot, like dancers. So many people involved within their success. And I don't understand why designers have such a hard time outsourcing and bringing on people onto their team in order to grow. Many designers feel like they have to be the ones designing the logo, the website, you know, and I understand there is, you know, so much satisfaction in being the creative, in providing something to clients, in designing that logo, selecting the colors and whatnot, but you can't grow alone. Yes, you can be very famous as a solo designer like Paul Rann was, or, you know, other influencers that you see on Instagram or TikTok, but it's very hard and very competitive. And again, you can definitely be successful on your own, but you will still need to hire an outsource, let's say for your taxes. And especially if you don't like some of the tasks in your business, and I'm sure you can say, oh, I love absolutely every single task in my business. I love working on numbers. I love going to networking events. I love doing the sales. I love selecting the colors and fonts. I love developing websites. Like, no, I am 100% sure and convinced that you do not like every single task that you have to do in your business. So why not outsource? Why not hire others to help you grow? I started hiring a long time ago, even before I was ready to outsource or hire. It was 2015 or 16, I believe. And at that time, I already knew that SEO and blogging and, you know, search engine optimization is very important for my business. I wanted my website to show up on Google search when people are typing like logo design or branding or, you know, things like that, like keywords like that. And I knew that I have to write blogs. I also wanted to improve my English because English is my second language. So I was thinking like, okay, well, I'm going to write and post that. I quickly realized that it takes me like 3 to 4 hours to write a blog post. And even then, it's not perfect. It has grammar mistakes. And so I needed someone to proofread that. So I found someone, a proofreader, for I think it was like $20 or $25 per hour or per blog post to edit. So, you know, I would spend 3 to 4 hours writing and then I had to spend money on it to proofread it and then I would post it and I wouldn't get clients from it. Not because it's not working, but because I was at the beginning. You know, for a blog to work, it takes like a year or two to really kick off. And so I was just like going in this circle of writing blogs, proofreading them, you know, hiring and outsourcing to someone to proofread them and then no results. But I trusted the process. I believed that that's going to bring the results. And I knew that I had to keep it going. Like I had to be consistent. And, you know, looking now, like my branding and design agency is bringing so many clients through the blog itself that, you know, and, you know, through the articles that we wrote a long time ago. So it was definitely worth it. However, it would take so much time and money. And at that time, I didn't have the money. So, you know, it was definitely risky, but worth it. Now, you don't need to hire a blogger. That was just one example. But let's talk about the benefits of having an agency versus being a solo designer. Again, nothing wrong with being a solo designer, but when you have an agency, you can provide better results for your clients. You can get your time back and you can stop doing the things you no longer want in your business. Now, what do I mean by providing better results for your clients? So when someone comes to me, or at least in the past, when someone will come to me and they're asking for, you know, a logo design, they're starting a business. So they're asking for a logo design, a website, flyers, social media posts, you know, colors, fonts, like full visual identity. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yes, I can definitely help you with that. But I only can work on your visual identity because I don't know anything about labels, packaging design, website design, or that's just something I don't provide. And I know you need that, but I can help just with this. And then they're like, okay, great. And then they go and find someone who can help them with everything that they need. Now, many designers are just logo designers, and that's great. And some companies decide to go with specialized designers, and they do decide to go and work with someone who provides logo design only. However, most of the time, people do want to find agencies that can provide everything for them, especially the high-paying clients. They don't want to manage 10 different designers, 10 different developers, 10 different social media strategists and whatnot. They want to work with one person only because they don't have the time to manage and they would rather pay one person to solve all their problems. So for example, now clients pay me to solve everything branding related. And then I have employees and contractors so that I can provide absolutely everything to them. So right now, when someone comes to me and they're looking, let's say they're starting a product-based business, I'm like, okay, cool. So now I have a brand strategist, I have a brand and graphic designer who can work on their visual identity and like labels and packaging. Then I also have a copywriter who's going to write content for the website. Then I have a web designer and I have a web developer so that we can provide absolutely everything branding and design related to this product-based business. And then they will need to find the marketing agency, because that's definitely something I did not want to bring into my branding and design agency, as I feel that's just like too much, like Facebook and Instagram ads and Google ads and all of that. And it's just not my passion. And I do not want to provide, you know, that kind of service. So that's what I mean, like provide better results for your clients. And I believe that when a team works together on a brand, we can definitely develop like a cohesive brand and set up that business for the success. The second thing that I mentioned is getting your time back. When you have a team, you no longer have to work on absolutely every single thing that your client needs. You can outsource, as you know, just use the example that I already mentioned. So you definitely get your time back. In the past, it would take me so much time to work with a client, versus now, I just hop on a few calls here and there, and then I outsource the rest. Now, as a designer and as an agency owner, you can choose what you want to work on. So if you miss being creative, and if you want to design that packaging that, you know, you feel like very passionate about, or you want to design the website, you definitely can, but you can still outsource the rest. The other thing is stop doing the things you no longer want in your business. Like I was never into websites. Like maybe like website design is okay, but website like development and figuring things out, like I was just never ever into it. And I know that I don't like that, but I still want to provide websites to my clients. So that is something that I outsource like always. I will never ever work on a website again. It's just something that I do not want to do. So now let's talk about how to hire and who you need to hire. Before you rush into hiring, like you really need to take a moment to identify your pain points. Are you drowning in administrative tasks, like struggling to meet deadlines or finding it challenging to attract quality clients? Like you really have to understand your weaknesses. And that is going to guide your hiring strategy. So if administrative tasks are consuming your time, you need to consider bringing on a virtual assistant. You know, you can start with that. Look for someone who is really good in organization or, you know, communication that can handle the day-to-day operations of your business. And this hire will free you up to focus on the creative aspects of your work or of your design business, or you'll have more time to figure out how to bring in more leads or clients, how to do your sales more effectively, how to, you know, like all the things. So just hire, outsource, start with a virtual assistant. The second thing is, if you're feeling overwhelmed by your workload and you're craving creative collaboration, it might be time to hire another designer. Like look for someone with a complementary skill set and a passion for design, like someone who's really good at, you know, getting your clients to the next level and helping you really grow your design business. And I always suggest not to hire someone who is at the beginning of their business, because it's going to take you so much time to train them and teach them. And then you might even need to like fix or improve their things. And I know it's very hard to get a job as a junior designer, but as a small design business, a small design agency, I really would encourage you to find someone who's like a senior designer so that you don't have to work on a lot of things with them, so that they can provide the end result. So for example, when you hire a junior designer, you would still need to communicate a lot with that designer and you already don't have the time, right? So you don't want to micromanage, you don't want to take them from, you know, everything that they have to do to be able to execute the project. You just want a senior designer who's gonna maybe even be better than you are. You know, Steve Jobs said that for Apple, he never hired someone who is not better than he is. He would always hire smarter and better people. And that's why his business was, you know, is so successful. So just try to find someone who is better than you are, if possible. And again, you will get so much time back. Before we continue with this podcast episode, I just want to quickly remind you that if you're a design business owner whose dream is to have a successful and profitable career so you can enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with it, then I have something for you. The Profitable Designer Program is my signature 12-week system that will help you improve your business, sign amazing, high-paying clients, and truly achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Visit AventiveAcademy.com/profit to check if you can join us now or if we are currently not accepting more designers into the program. In that case, you will be able to join the waitlist and be the first to know when we open the doors again. Now, we'll go back to the episode in a second, but I just want to add that designers who completed the program were able to sign five-figure design clients 10 times their pricing, reach six figures and beyond, make $20,000 per month while working only a few hours a week, and more. Here is what Julia said.
It really has everything you could ever ask for to build a six-figure business that will allow you to have financial freedom. And that's why I personally did it. Like, I wanted that flexibility.
So if you want to be my next success story and achieve results like these, visit AventiveAcademy.com/profit. Now, let's go back to the episode. The third thing is, if you're struggling to attract and retain high-paying clients or any clients in general, like really consider hiring someone with sales and marketing expertise. Look for someone who understands your target market or someone who will understand them after we explain and who has a proven track record of generating leads and closing deals. And this hire will help you grow your client base and increase your profitability so that you can hire and outsource again. So what this means is, you know, right now, if you're a solo designer or solo design business owner, or maybe you even already have like a virtual assistant or, you know, want to person help, this just means that you no longer have to figure out how to get clients or how to get better clients. Where are paying clients? Where are high paying clients? And yes, as a business owner, you will always think about it. You will always have to be a little bit involved in it, but you can definitely hire someone who's going to bring in more leads. You can hire someone who's going to go to networking events if you live in a city like I am, like Austin, where we have a lot of networking events with my potential clients. And maybe you just don't like going to networking events, like you're an introvert, right? I know that many creatives are introverts and don't like talking to people. You can hire someone who's going to post on social media for you. That's how you're bringing in leads as well. Someone who's going to write captions, someone who's going to come up with carousels, or someone who's going to connect with potential leads on LinkedIn. Maybe someone who's going to send cold emails or cold DMs. You don't have to do those things, especially if you're someone who doesn't like hearing no. Well, first, you have to get used to that. You are running a business and hearing no is totally normal and fine, and we hear it all the time. And second, you don't have to like really go into people's DMs like, hey, do you need this? Do you need that? Like someone else can do that for you. You just have to figure out at this moment how to bring in more clients so that you can make more money and so that you can start hiring and outsourcing as soon as possible. So you see, you can choose what you want to do in your business. And that is why you started your business at the first place, right? You don't want to work for someone else. You don't want to, you know, follow someone else's rules. You can create your own rules. And that is exactly what you're doing right now. So now, how do you hire? How to make that decision? Who's the best fit and all of that? So my advice is to don't just post online, hey, I'm looking for someone to help with this and that, because you will get a ton of messages, a ton of applicants, and then it will take you so much time to go through all the applications. I've done this in the past where I would just get like overwhelmed. I would get over 200 applicants and then I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't even know where to start from. And then I would just like pick and choose. And I even remember some times where I would just like give up like totally from the whole hiring experience. And then I would go and find people. So how I hired my team. So I found a blogger somewhere online and I reached out to him like, hey, I'm looking for someone. No, that was a proofreader. No, not a blogger. Okay, let's go back. So I hired a proofreader. So someone who was editing my blogs. I found them online. I reached out, I explained what I need, and they were able to send me quotes, and that's how we started working together. The blogger that I have right now, because I no longer write blogs on my own, I absolutely don't do anything when it comes to blog. I have a blogger who reached out to us. He sent a cold email like, hey, I'm a blogger, this is what I do. And I was like, okay, I actually like that. So I gave him the topics and he wrote amazing articles. So we decided to hire him. So now he would write blog posts for us, send it to us. My manager would take them, just, you know, read them in case we want to make some changes, add images, post on our website, and that's it. So I don't do absolutely anything blogging related anymore, even though we get clients through that. I hired my web designer. It was also cold emailing. She sent me an email. Hey, I'm a web designer. This is what I do. And I was like, okay, I actually would like to work with you. Show me your portfolio. And I loved her work. So I decided to hire her. I found my web developer through Upwork. I was looking for someone who can help me make changes on my own website, on my branding and design agency's website. At that time, I don't think I had an agency. Well, I already had an agency, but I didn't have anyone who was working on website development. So I found him through Upwork. Then I found my manager. I found my manager actually a long time ago, like 5 years ago. And that was through Indeed. Yes, I did post, but I posted it for 48 hours, which is my suggestion. So if you're hiring someone, just post that, you know, that job posting for 24 to 48 hours and then close it. Because again, you will get a lot of applicants and you will not have time to go through all of that. But before you even start hiring, you need to identify your hiring needs. And you know, in order to find potential candidates, like you really have to figure out who you want to hire first. And there are, I'm going to put them in like two different baskets. So the first one is if you need help with creatives, like if you are already getting a lot of clients, your business is growing, you no longer have time to work on all the designs and meet all the clients, then you will need to hire a designer or developer or, you know, someone who is going to be in your business that way. And then the other part is if you don't have enough clients or if you want to switch from low budget to high paying clients, like $30,000, $40,000 per project and things like that, then you will need to hire someone who specializes in marketing and sales. Now, when it comes to making the decision, every time when you get like applicants or let's say you're comparing 10 different designers to hire for your business, you're going to look into their portfolio and you definitely want to schedule calls with them. And don't be afraid of them saying like, oh, you're wasting my time. Like, no, you have to schedule calls with them. You have to schedule even like few calls with them because you want to make sure you hire the right people because you don't want to spend your time and money on help that's not the right help. because then you will have to, you know, you already wasted time and money, and then you have to waste even more time on fixing the things that they created for your business. So you definitely want to make sure you're making the right decision when it comes to hiring. Now, I also want to share a really good concept that I didn't know existed in the past, and that is the floating agency model. So this is, instead of hiring like permanent employees, like full-time employees, your team can be like a team of contractors based on your current project needs. Let me give you an example. So if you are a branding and design agency, and you want to provide brand strategy, visual identity, packaging design, graphic design, website design, website development to your clients, but maybe you don't want to manage all these people all the time. Maybe you don't have enough clients to keep them busy full time. You can outsource when you get a client. So let's say you get a client, a product-based business, or maybe it's a service-based business. Right now, you go to your contractors and you're like, hey, Susie, I need a brand strategy for this client this month. I need, and then you go to your graphic or brand designer and say like, hey, Nicole, I need logo design and this and that. So basically you're outsourcing to all these freelancers. You have like a pool of freelancers that you go to every time when you get a client. That way, you're no like responsible for their salaries, for their full-time income, for the benefits that you would have to provide to them and all the things. You just go to them every time you need them. They're basically like a freelancers that work for your business as contractors when you need them. It's called like white labeling. So they are like white label web designers, white label brand designers, white label web developers. They are allowed to work with other clients. You're just a client to them. So you're basically almost like a middleman or middlewoman working with clients and then outsourcing to designers and developers so that you can provide full project and everything that your client needs. I personally love this agency model, and that is something that I do within my branding and design agency. Now, I do have employees and I do have part-time people, and I also have contractors. So it really depends what I need at what time. So for example, my manager, she is my main employee. She's been with me for 5 years. She's leaving now for some personal reasons that I don't want to talk about, but we are still very close. We are so close that on days off, we will just hang out together. We will go for a coffee and don't even talk about business. Like, we are truly like friends, like really, really friends. So, but again, she's leaving for some personal reasons, nothing related to my business or me or, you know, anything business related. And I do have my main brand designer, and web developer. Everything else is outsourced, so based on the floating agency model. So for example, we have that blogger that I mentioned. He writes 2 blog posts per month for us, but he's not an employee or anything like that. Like, and I don't even know how long it takes him to write a blog post. Maybe it takes him an hour, maybe it takes him 5 hours. I have no idea. I am paying for 2 blog posts per month. So I outsource to him, and he's a part of my agency because he's been with me for like 4 years. Yeah. He's been writing for my branding and design agency for the past 4 years. And we even used to have like 4 blog posts per month. We are now at 2 because we don't need it. And because the blog is already super successful and it's working, we are getting high paying clients through it. So yeah, you choose your own agency model. There are people that prefer to have, you know, to rent an office space and or buy an office space and to have all their employees together. And that is what I had prior to having kids and wanting more flexibility and freedom. And I don't know if you know, but I used to own a co-working space. We sold it in 2021. But yeah, we had a co-working space. I had my employees and contractors there. We were all going to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or maybe even like 8 to 4 or something. I don't remember. And then the rest of the team was remote. And then in 2020, we all became remote and we just all like started to love that. And I just never wanted to require them like to go back to the office. And I no longer had the desire of building this agency, like in-person agency. We just developed all the systems. Everything works really, really well for us. Like that's online. And my team is fully remote. They can work whenever they want. We just have deadlines. But if they work at 2 a.m. or 2 p.m., I don't care. It's on them. They just need to deliver the projects on certain, you know, dates. So yeah, that's just another way of running your design agency. Like the floating agency model is really good, especially at the beginning, so that you don't have to, you know, be stressed about like, oh my God, how am I going to pay all these people? But you can just pay them based on a project. Okay, that was a lot, right? So in conclusion, like don't feel pressured to follow a traditional hiring path. Explore flexible options like contractors, part-time hires, or the floating agency model to meet your business needs. Whatever approach you choose, prioritize finding talented like individuals who align with your vision and values. And yeah, I think that was it for this podcast episode. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out on Instagram. And if not, I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. But wait, before you go, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and want a chance to access one of our online courses for free, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, one lucky reviewer gets to pick a course as a token of our appreciation. And here's a reminder. We are here to help you build the design business of your dreams. Whether it's creating compelling proposals, attracting 10K clients, pricing your design services, improving your portfolio, reaching six figures and beyond, or helping you stand out, we've got you covered. I invite you to join over 1,000 designers in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer. Visit aventiveacademy.com/profit. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be the first to know when each new episode drops so you never miss out on future content. Until next time, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at Aventive Academy, where we share valuable business tips, stories, and resources for brand, graphic, and web design business owners. Bye for now. Your host, Katie Sandell.